WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people pushing a disabled pickup Saturday night in East Bryan were struck by another truck. Bryan police report a 15-year-old young man was last listed in critical condition, and a 19-year-old man, along with the driver of the truck that was struck, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup that struck the disabled vehicle, 26-year-old Lorenzo Arellano of Bryan, was arrested on two counts of intoxication assault. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved grant money to help qualifying students facing unexpected financial hardships. The system's academics vice chancellor, Jim Hallmark, says this will focus on first-time resident undergraduate students who are seeking a degree.
The chancellor has charged us with finding a way that we can help students who have some hardships, some of these financial challenges that come along with life, whether it's a hurricane that wipes out where they're at, or a wildfire in West Texas, or the car breaks down, or any number of things present challenges to our students.
Students will come from families with adjusted gross incomes between $60,000 and $100,000 a year.
And we have targeted that range because that is a sweet spot. We've learned from looking at the data and from talking to our campuses where the free money, if you will, from the federal government and the state government peters out, and yet it is still below where their family probably has the resources to help them if they run into some kind of significant or even minor financial challenge.
The grants will pay for tuition, books, lodging, and meals. The College Station School Board's decisions on new high school boundaries and grandfathering also impacts property tax rates and the dates of future bond elections.
We believe, based on our projections now, that we'd be considering a bond for phase two of College Station High School somewhere around November, fall of 2021. The 21 school year, and then that hopefully will push off the need for a third high school to hopefully 2024 or 2025.
Superintendent Clark Ely says last week's board vote should also result in a property tax reduction of 8 cents in each of the next 2 years. College Station City Councilman James Benham has 6 months left before term limits cap his elected service at 6 years. On our show, Benham responded to comments from the mayor's announcement of possibly asking voters to change the length of council terms.
My father was a city councilman in Baton Rouge. My great-grandfather was a city councilman in Mooresville, Indiana. And the universal in our family with city council is that you kind of don't figure out what's going on until about halfway through your second term.
Benham supports longer terms to reduce the number of elections and reduce the amount of time city employees train council members.
Have an election every other year on the same year that you have state and federal elections. It's much cheaper from election cost. It's much more efficient. You're going to get much higher number of people. And then all you got to do is convince them to actually do a little bit of research on the city campaign.
Benham also supports keeping a limit of 2 terms. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after six. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Whatever you do for a living, you think you're the best person for the job, right? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. bestofthebrazos.com.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got it for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We'll have a bright and sunny start to the new work week. Pleasant temperatures this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and pleasant overnight. Readings down into the mid 50s for most areas. Then sunny skies Tuesday. Temperatures turn a little warmer, low 80s by mid-afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy around 60 Tuesday night. Then the clouds return Wednesday, maybe a late-day shower, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zane Taylor on WTAW. We'll get to sports in a sec, but first...
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back, Chelsea.
You act like I was gone for a week.
She was gone for a whole day.
But thanks, Zach. I
helping,
appreciate it.
Helping call games in which... Aggie softball finished one win out of three games.
Finished on a high note.
They did finish with a win yesterday. We'll hear a little bit from Lexi Smith. She was the winner in the circle yesterday, picking up the victory as the Aggs blanked LSU 6-0. Also, Aggie baseball kind of took it on the chin this weekend. They dropped a series as well on the road, so we'll cover both of those, as well as some NBA hoops, some playoffs, and Major League Baseball. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, we were tempted to call you, but didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
Because we had no idea.
I texted her, and she didn't even text me back until like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Whoa. Surprised I texted you back at all.
That's it. Man.
I was too.
You know, you get to a big capital city, there's no telling what could be going on there.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Party down.
Time.
Yeah, exactly.
The beautiful place that is Baton Rouge.
Yeah, parts are parts. Mm-hmm. There are parts that are, and then
there's parts that aren't.
Yep. So a woman has been charged with assault after biting off her boyfriend's ear.
Mm. Oh. Yep.
They were just roughhousing.
Yeah.
Oh, just roughhousing.
According to court documents that were filed. It happened in... The headline says South Texas, South Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah, but
the rest of Austin didn't want to be associated with this.
I suppose that's right. My thought is that it must have been on South Congress, way South Congress. Mm. But police responded to the Super 8 Motel. It was on Montopolis Drive. That's not that far south. Anyway, about 3:35 in the morning, once again.
Mm. Yeah, nothing good happens.
When was this?
One.
Well, actually, it was last Tuesday, and it's just making the wire here today.
Because I'm pretty sure, because I went to Austin for the AP Awards, which I'm sure we'll touch on later, but I passed that hotel, I'm pretty sure. That motel?
The Super 8 on Montopolis?
I think so, yeah.
Well, yeah, all right.
Okay.
That's good.
Too bad you didn't stay there. You could have gotten the story.
Dispatchers alerted police to the incident, saying a man was shouting, "Where is my ear?
My ear."
Sounds about
Where
right.
Where is it? My ear.
What did you do?
Sounds about right.
Officer arriving at the scene found the male victim shirtless with blood dripping down his neck and chest.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Ear wounds bleed a lot.
While holding his left ear in his hand, he was walking toward me, said the officer. The woman identified as 20-year-old Porticia Washington allegedly admitted to the dismemberment.
I was just trying to nibble.
Yeah. The man told police the two were fooling around and play fighting when, quote, the dreaded one thing led to another, which, again, quite often does not work. And the ear was bitten off, man transported to the hospital where his ear was sewn back on.
Oh, okay, good.
Washington was charged with aggravated assault, but records indicate she was not at the Travis County Jail as of Thursday.
They probably had to bail her out.
Oh.
Maybe they were just reenacting Tyson and Holyfield.
Well, no, he just bit a little bit off of that. He didn't take
the whole
ear. I'm just saying, geez.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
And after all, Now, what is that first? What is that first communication between them two? Those two after that?
Right.
I mean, how do you reach out after that?
Maybe she'll bake him a cake and. Right. I'm sorry for biting off your ear.
She might have to get a new Tinder profile. She's single. Yeah. Loves long walks. Bite her.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with new outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. New items available and more arriving soon. Now's the time to shop with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Did you go in on 71 when you were going to Austin?
Sure. Oh,
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Like, okay. Well, then, yeah.
Chelsea doesn't.
Because, listen, Montopolis, the Motel 6, there's a map at the end of the story. It was right on 71. So, yeah,
oh,
you, in
really?
Fact, you, in fact, may have driven right by there.
Yeah, right past the scene of this crime. There was some blood on the sidewalk.
There was a picture of her. Looks like she has an abrasion on her forehead. So,
oh.
You know.
Oh. They might have gotten a little upset, you
well,
know?
Could, well, that could have happened
maybe
before that.
Exactly. Maybe that's why she bit.
Oh. I'm thinking now if they ask him if he has, you know, when they're taking a picture, if he has a good side, I think he probably does.
Yep, I would think so.
And, you know, you think about that. I mean, certainly sewing something back on just exactly straight
yeah,
is important.
Right.
Because if you don't get the ear right, people will notice.
Well, yeah. I also wonder how his hearing is affected.
Yeah, that could be too.
I mean, I'm going to, it wasn't just the lobe. It was the entire thing.
Well, at least what the police report says
is
he was holding the ear.
Oh,
man.
I know.
Ow.
She's got some sharp chompers, man.
I know.
Wonder how many bites it took to get to the center of that Tootsie
Pop.
Oh,
rip and tear.
Ow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Good
all right.
Start.
So it's Take a Chance Day.
There you go.
All right. For whatever. Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the Bard's birthday is today.
Supposedly. But see, they say that. How do they know? That was like 400 years ago.
Forever.
Wasn't it? So. You know,
they had papyrus, right? And they had quill and pen?
Sure. I guess they could have written it down somewhere, but they didn't know it was going to be a big deal. Lost Dog Awareness Day. Yeah, if yours is lost, that's not fun.
Aww.
No.
German Beer Day.
Oh.
Those people drink beer. I mean, you can drink that with a spoon.
Right,
it's the real thing. National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. National Picnic Day.
All right.
We'll do something with that later
like
on today.
Like picnics.
It's Home Run Day. This was Hank Aaron's first home run.
Cool.
He hit in 1954.
He played a long time,
he
by the
did,
way.
As a matter of fact. And while we're talking about that, just kind of interesting things, a guy named Hoyt Wilhelm was a pitcher in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
His first at-bat in the major leagues, he hit a home run. And never did again.
Really?
Over 20 years. Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Been there, done that. That's it. Check the box. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Chloe Kim is turning 18, gold medal snowboarder.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So she's big time. I imagine there'll be a lot of pub around her in the next Winter Olympics, but she's turning 18. Gigi Hadid is turning 23. She's a model lady.
Yep.
Deb Patel is turning 28, Slumdog Millionaire, and Chappie.
Okay.
Jamie King, 39. Goldie and Wendy in the Sin City movies will be in Stallone's upcoming Escape Plan sequel. I have yet to see the first one.
Ah,
with him and Arnold, but I'm sure it was pretty good.
I know it was.
Oh, yeah. You had to know it's good.
Yeah.
Joanna Krupa is turning 39. Mm-hmm. She finished fourth on season 9 of Dancing with the Stars.
Other than that, fourth.
Yeah. Other than that, I really, other than the pita picks.
Well, what did, okay. Okay. She's dressed, had to do something.
Because I was
going to
say,
it.
How did she make the list?
She, I don't know exactly what her profession might be. Apparently, she took some pics for pita where she was dressed as an angel, she was strategically holding the crucifix in a way that was not flattering to the church nor the crucifix. You. So there you go. Okay. She's turning 39. Cal Penn is turning 41. Pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
Also does some serious stuff. He's actually on Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland.
Plays the press secretary.
Yeah, Seth Wright. John Oliver is turning 41. Some people like him. Some people don't. Last week tonight, he's British.
Yep.
John Cena.
John Cena!
Yeah. He's turning 41.
You know, they just broke off their engagement.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that about?
I don't know.
There's hope for you yet, Chelsea.
Okay.
He's a grown man that likes to wear cargo shorts, so he has my respect.
He's a girl man?
No, a grown man.
Oh, I thought you said girl man.
I don't think so. He's a girly man. No, he wears like these camo cargo shorts when he wrestles.
Cool.
So he's turning 41. George Lopez is turning 57. He's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie Bertinelli is turning 58.
Oh, my.
Still looks really good, but she's turning 58. Michael Moore turning 64.
Doesn't look good.
No, I don't think he ever has.
Nope.
Bowling for Columbine, Fahrenheit 9/11. Joyce DeWitt is turning 69 today.
Wow.
You may know her as Janet from Three's Company.
Sure.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We had to have music.
For you.
Yeah.
Today is all about the 70s and 80s nostalgia theme songs.
Okay. Yep.
So that's our unofficial theme song, too, right here on the Infomaniacs.
Cool. Yeah.
So she's turning 69. Lee Majors, the $6 million man.
Lives
we can
in Houston.
Rebuild him. We have the technology.
And has for a long time.
Yeah, he's turning 79.
Wow.
Alan Oppenheimer is turning 88. He was the voice of Skeletor on the old school He-Man movie or show.
Okay.
And he was briefly Dr. Rudy Wells on the $6 Million Man.
Wow.
And Shirley Temple would have been 90 today.
Wow.
Hold on just one sec.
Okay.
We got a little audio for you.
All right.
Animal cracker in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits loop the loop.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Were you singing along there, Chelsea?
Yeah,
Chelsea
I thought
was.
You were.
Yeah. And by the way, it is William Shakespeare's birthday, whether Scott wants to admit it or not.
1564, they say.
He would have been 454 today.
I
so
believe
happy
it.
Birthday to the bard.
Okay. But you didn't mention Max Planck. He was born on this date.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
He's the father of the quantum theory.
Oh.
Quantum physics? I mean,
hey, man, we had a lady who finished fourth in Dancing with the Stars.
I know.
There's only so much room.
Jeez. Well, okay, but we still ought to mention Roy Orbison because he was born on this date, too, from, I think, Wink, Texas. All right, that's it, 622.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You've got the Inspector General and his recommendation, his criminal referral for Andrew McCabe in his case of lying under oath. How many times did we warn James Comey that he should not write this book? It's not going to work out well for him. It's not working out well. I tweeted at him, you do have a reminder, the right to remain silent. I actually tweeted this to him, and I suggest you use it. Anyway, now Jim Comey. The Justice Department is now probing Comey's memos over classified material. This goes to the heart. Those are the memos that he leaked to his Columbia professor friend for the purpose of launching the special counsel with his other buddy, Robert Mueller. In other words, it could have been predicated just on a criminal act itself, which is unbelievable when you look at this on the surface.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As district clerk, my primary responsibility will be service to the courts. I will be a full-time district clerk, working daily with the courts to improve the current processes and ensure the district clerk's office is doing all of its duties assigned by law. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk in the primary runoff elections on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Good morning, 624 News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, well, first it was in Berkeley, California, so that might have had something to do with it. Still in all, a Berkeley high school teacher placed on leave after reportedly bringing a weapon to class. He's a history teacher. Alex Angel figured it was okay to bring the bazooka.
Oh!
An operating one?
Well, I guess it could have. Maybe if he'd had some armaments to go along with it, we don't know, but apparently a video surfaced online of him showing the rocket launcher inside the classroom. As part of a lesson, he was demonstrating how the decommissioned, so I guess it couldn't have worked, bazooka worked.
Okay.
School now investigating to see if he violated any policy, but he's on administrative leave right now while they're waiting to see if maybe he did.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
actually.
It is. Well,
I mean, granted, I don't think I would bring it to a school.
Well,
but
should probably ask for permission from, and you know, administration.
Do you pass it up and down the rows? I mean, how does that work?
And where did he get a decommissioned bazooka at?
Well, that's another
Craigslist.
That's another Craigslist question, right? Well, it could be. Yeah, there's so runners. The London Marathon was on Sunday. Okay, London, pretty big city, one of the biggest cities in the world, and so you can imagine that the London Marathon would be a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Runners had been warned that Sunday's London Marathon was going to be one of the hottest on record. What they hadn't factored in was the pit stops at local pubs and stores for their mid-race refreshments. You see, some of the participants were forced to add their own detours for some much-needed hydration after they ran out of water.
Oh.
The volunteers ran out of water for the marathon. Wouldn't you think you'd need that?
Probably.
Yeah.
The Duke Pub was serving cups of water to race competitors at no charge, but some runners were having to stop along the way at convenience stores to buy drinks.
Oh, my.
And you got to time it.
Yeah, I guess so. My thought is that probably the director of that race will be looking for another gig next year. Just saying, not having water for the marathon, probably something you should
need water.
You should be prepared.
Please, some water.
That's it. 627. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. We got a pretty nice week ahead of us, as a matter of fact. We'll probably be in the upper 70s each day. We'll be down into the upper 50s to right around 60 each night. Slight chance of rain maybe later on this week, maybe on Thursday or Friday, but it's only about 20 or 30% is what they're telling us. And again, pretty nice temperatures and lots of sunshine and winds basically out of the northwest next couple of days. Right now, fair skies out there, and we've got 51.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Ford CEO Jim Hackett spent his first year on the job hammering away on the need to cut costs, aiming to slash $14 billion by 2020 and prodding its 200,000 employees to get more financially fit. When Hackett took the post in May, he sought to jumpstart Ford's response to a rapidly changing business in which automakers are increasingly focusing on electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles. To find the money to finance such projects, the new CEO had to look for savings. Analysts are expecting to see more details on cost cuts when the number two U.S. automaker reports quarterly results Wednesday after the closing bell. Deep-pocketed investors looking to create the next Tesla are turning to seasoned auto executives for help making sense of the complicated business. A little-known Los Angeles electric vehicle startup eVelocity is the latest firm to lure big-name talent. The company has hired the former head of GM's European division, along with several former BMW AG executives. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bush Library and Museum reopened to the public yesterday following Saturday's burial of Barbara Bush. Videos of the motorcade at the museum and in College Station are online on WTAW's Facebook page. In addition to the museum, the Bush family gravesite reopens this morning, and there is free admission to the museum the next 2 days from 9:30 until 8. Highway 21 in Bryan, east of the freeway, was closed for 3 hours Saturday night following a crash that led to an arrest on charges of intoxication assault. Bryan police report 26-year-old Lorenzo Arellano is accused of driving a pickup that struck a second truck that was disabled and being pushed by two people. A 15-year-old young man is hospitalized in critical condition. A 19-year-old man who was also pushing and the 18-year-old driver sustained non-life-threatening injuries. City Council and school board positions are nonpartisan, but that doesn't stop College Station City Councilman James Benham, speaking on our show, from calling on conservatives to vote in this year's council election.
The citizens get worn out voting, mm-hmm. and they just don't show up. We have an abysmally pathetic turnout rate, and it's really embarrassing how few people vote, especially how few conservatives vote.
Benham is finishing 6 years on the council and cannot run again due to term limits.
We need conservative leadership for the city that will respect the tax dollar, that will respect individual property rights, owners' property rights, that will respect neighborhoods, that will come in and talk to them and understand their needs.
Benham calls for longer council terms, not only because it reduces the number of elections for voters, but it gives more time for council members to learn about city operations. Last week's College Station School Board votes on new high school boundaries and grandfathering now only affects students and their families. Superintendent Clark Ely says consideration was given to the district's property tax rates in future bond elections.
Allows us to push the need for an additional phase two of College Station High School, which is at this time seats for an additional 600 kids. Pushes that need off a couple of years into the future.
Dr. Ely also expects property tax reductions in the next few years. years?
We think conservatively, over the next 2 years, we can pass along about 8 cents per $100 of valuation of tax relief to our community because of not going to the bond and utilizing the capacity that we have.
Ely projects a bond election for phase two of College Station High School around November 2021, then a bond issue for a third high school until 2024 at the earliest. Some college students in the Texas A&M system facing financial hardship from unexpected events can apply for a new grant program that was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The system's academics vice chancellor, Jim Hallmark, says this could include students affected by this year's wildfires or last year's hurricanes.
It will focus on resident undergraduate first-time degree-seeking students. So this is the student who has not already received a degree and is pursuing one at one of our institutions, with a focus on retaining those students on to graduation.
Dr. Hallmark emphasized this is a grant, not a loan program.
There is no minimum, such that it could be the student only needs a few $100 or $50 or whatever the case might be to be able to continue on in school, but it certainly would not exceed the cost of tuition, books, lodging, and meals as published in the respective university's catalog.
The Regents made available $3 million a year for the next 10 years. The grants would cover tuition, books, lodging, and meals. Students will come from families with adjusted gross incomes between $60,000 and $100,000. Congressman Bill Flores has postponed this week's online town hall meetings until next month to accommodate an updated legislative timetable in Washington. During his last visit on our show, Flores addressed those who want face-to-face contact.
Every time I'm back in the district, we have face-to-face meetings. I think some people forget that we do that. During the course of the last Easter work period, I met with over 200 constituents on a face-to-face basis, and if you include the public events I was at, it was more than 2,000.
Flores says House leadership has revised upcoming legislative goals that includes higher education, defense, infrastructure, the next farm bill, and possibly immigration reform. The Texas Associated Press broadcasters presented News Talk 1620 WTAW with 14 awards at the organization's annual banquet Saturday night in Austin. WTAW competed in the radio division that covers the state, except for the Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, San Antonio, and Austin markets. First place awards includes the Infomaniacs as the best local talk show, best newscast, best sportscast, best news reporter, and spot coverage during Hurricane Harvey. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 51 degrees. Text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Spring is here, and so is the 2018 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade is over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes information can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, Parade Craze mobile app, The Eagle newspaper, TheEagle.com, and InsightBrazosValley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We'll be starting off the work week with some very nice weather across south central Texas. Plenty of sun today, afternoon readings in the mid to upper 70s. Clear overnight, pleasant, mid 50s. Sunshine on Tuesday, afternoon readings a little warmer in the low 80s. Clear, then a few clouds move in later Tuesday night near 60. More clouds Wednesday, maybe a late day shower, upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie softball able to pull out a win yesterday, avoid getting swept at the hands of number 15 LSU. Righty Lexi Smith picking up the win in the circle. Here's Lex after the victory.
It was critical for us to get a win in this series, so no team wants to get swept on the road or at home, and so I was just coming out here relaxed and...
So we'll hear a little bit more from Lexi coming up. Also, Aggie baseball took it on the chin, dropping 2 of 3 at Tennessee. And we'll talk plenty of NBA playoffs. The Spurs in action last night.
Good.
And the Rockets in action today.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That more coming up in sports.
Want some more NBA playoffs?
Yeah, I know you do.
It'll be awesome.
You love it. You know you love it.
So, the TV broadcast of the Tennessee game was horrible.
Really?
Games was horrible.
Mm.
Now, granted, they had their spring football game over the weekend, so that's going to be the focus. But and I don't know how big their department is.
Right.
But they had 2 cameras to cover baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One kind of on the first baseline, and basically every pitch was shown from the center field camera.
No, it wasn't on TV, was
no,
it?
No. It was on
streamed online.
Yeah,
okay.
Watch ESPN.
Watch ESPN, yeah.
So, but
yeah, we had that problem too with the spring game because so many
cameras have to be there
for football, yeah. And control rooms
right.
have to be used.
So, anyway.
But yeah, that's tough.
And then, of course, the team played for like, yeah.
Yeah.
And now it gets more difficult because it's only Mississippi State, Florida, and Arkansas after that. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Mississippi
the
State.
The SEC never gets easy.
No, it doesn't, but boy. You know?
Yeah.
Dang. Got to score some runs.
Yep.
And don't score them all in one day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
kind of same
softball.
Thing for softball,
yep, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Can't
wait till
that.
The 7th inning.
Yeah, really. But anyhow, so now, how was the weather over there? Everything
it was great.
Right?
Yeah, okay. we got rain early Sunday morning, yeah. But, I mean, obviously it didn't affect the games. They talked about creating a doubleheader on one day because they were worried about thunderstorms Sunday, but then the weather panned out. And actually, yeah, it was great. A little humid, but, you know, you're in Louisiana, so it's
yeah.
to be expected.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, of course, there are other rivalries. There are rivalries in the SEC. And one of the pretty big ones is Auburn and Alabama.
Sure.
And I saw in baseball that Auburn hung 20 on Alabama
Ooh.
In Tuscaloosa.
Ouch.
In baseball.
That's crazy.
You know,
yeah.
you don't score 20 on Alabama in anything except basketball. Yeah, you
right.
score 20. That's not a good thing. But anyway, I think that's a new coach over there. So anyhow, on a completely different subject, this shooting at
yeah.
the Waffle House in Tennessee is really amazing. Okay, the guy's name was James Shaw. Wrestled with, a man shot 4 people to death at Waffle House in Nashville on Saturday. It could have been worse, but a guy in the restaurant named James Shaw wrestled with the shooter and took away his rifle. Here we go.
And then when he proceeded to come in, I actually went behind this like a push door, a swivel door. He shot through that door, I'm pretty sure, and I'm pretty sure he grazed my arm. And it was at that time that I kind of made up my mind, because there's no way to lock that door. That if it was going to come down to it, he was going to have to work to kill me. So at the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. After that, I was trying to get out the door, and I think he was pretty much in the entranceway, so I just took him out with me, out of the entrance, and all the way outside.
Man.
That dude's a BA.
Yeah, he wow. is. Happened yeah. at 3:25 in the morning. Apparently, the shooter had fired at the restaurant from the parking lot. Then he went inside.
Now, is he still on the run?
He's still
Did I
on
read
the
that
run.
Correctly?
Yeah, and he's
okay.
naked.
Yeah, well, probably not now. But yeah. The story on this guy is amazing, though.
Yes.
His name is Travis Rehnking. He's from Illinois. Previously arrested in July for trying to breach a barrier at the White House because he wanted to, quote, meet President Trump.
Yes, I remember that story.
Yep. They confiscated guns, revoked his firearm license, and this guy's Mozon dad gave the guns back to his son.
Really? Yep. All right. Yes. Well, the dad needs to be reprimanded, too.
And
And that's what a lot of people are taking to social media, obviously. But someone had said that I read a tweet, you know, his dad should also be arrested.
Sure, without
for
a doubt.
Accessory.
He is an accessory,
yep.
I would think. Anyway, a long gun and a handgun also missing from the apartment as of this morning. He's still on the run.
Mm-hmm.
But, man. Just craziness, and you're
it
right.
Is.
Congratulations to that guy for just stepping up and doing the right thing at 3:25 in the morning in a Waffle House in Nashville. All right, you guys got anything else?
In baseball, there was a 21-pitch at bat.
Oh, yeah, I did see that
what?
On Twitter
yeah,
as well.
21 pitches, mm-hmm. the Angels and the Giants. It was Brandon Belt was the hitter, and I don't know who was the pitcher for the Angels, but it went 21 pitches.
What happened?
He ended up lining out to right, but 16 foul balls.
Yeah. Had to bring some more out.
Yeah.
Man.
Rub them up again. They didn't have any mud on them yet. That is expensive and tiring.
And I say 16 foul balls. That doesn't make sense because the math doesn't add up. He fouled off 16 two-strike pitches.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Before he lined out. The pitcher was Jaime Barria.
Okay. Well, there you are. That may be, is that a record?
For this modern era, I'm pretty sure,
yeah.
ever since they started taking count of them.
Amazing. All right, 6:46.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Trees can take a real beating in Texas in the springtime. The winds plow through and they really do take a toll on our trees. If you're interested in protecting your trees, there are several logical steps you may want to consider. Tree troubles are preventable. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752- grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you're trying to protect your trees against problems, first, if you're planting new trees, it stands only to reason that you'd want to choose types that are known to be resilient to wind and ice. Although the correlation isn't total, fast-growing trees are generally the weakest. Their wood fibers form quickly as the cells elongate, and growing quickly, they fail to develop the strength that denser woods have. Put in more elemental terms, you can huff and you can puff and you can blow those trees down. That's what happened in some of these rounds of bad weather we've had across Texas this spring. Oaks are among our strongest trees, which is why oak lumber is used for flooring. Of all the oaks, live oaks present one odd problem. While they're able to withstand hurricane-force winds along the Gulf Coast, because live oaks are evergreen, they're quite vulnerable to ice storms when you get inland. The added surface area the leaves create can collect hundreds, even thousands of pounds of ice until live oak branches can crack from the load. They're still great trees, but you need to be forewarned about the issues with ice. Schumard red oaks, chinkapin oaks, and bur oaks are three native and really durable oaks across much of Texas. Other strong wooded trees include cedar elms, magnolias, Chinese pistachios, and pecans. Branch angles also do a great deal toward determining a tree's strength in the wind and the ice. Narrow angles are weak. As the branches grow and enlarge, narrow-angled crotches trap moisture and old bark and other debris. As a result, they don't grow together well. A few years later, a strong gust of wind will split them like a wishbone. That's the precise problem with Bradford pears, the ornamental pears that break so commonly in wind and ice. Young trees may need to be staked initially to keep them erect and to help them develop good root systems. Use three stakes to secure a new tree, one due south of the trunk because prevailing winds during the summer when the tree has its leaves are from the south, and the other two need to be northeast and northwest of the trunk. Pad the trunk carefully using short sections of old garden hose, and then run cable from each stake through each piece of hose. Cable clamps will hold it in place so the trunk will be held upright and taut. Leave it staked for the first year or 2 years for larger trees, and those cables need to be up at the midpoint or above on trees that are less than 10 feet tall. If you're concerned about branches that might split, talk to a certified arborist. Perhaps there's a way to cable those. I'm Neil Sperry. Bountiful baskets in our next Plant Talk, Texas Hanging Baskets. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan in Navasota. Good morning. It's 6:51. Well, it was a tough weekend for Aggie baseball and softball. The number 14 guys dropped a three-game series to Tennessee in Knoxville, falling to the Volunteers 6-4 in yesterday's rubber match. With the loss, the Maroon and White are now 29-11 on the season and 9-9 in conference play. Meanwhile, the ninth-ranked ladies avoided a sweep at the hands of number 15 LSU, blanking the Tigers 6-0 yesterday. Righty Lexi Smith picked up the win in the circle, allowing just three hits over six innings of work.
It was critical for us to get a win in this series, so no team wants to get swept on the road or at home. And so I was just coming out here relaxed and throwing to our plan. And our defense and offense did an amazing job at scoring runs and defensively keeping runs off the board.
With the win, Lexi and the ladies improved to 37-12 overall and 10-8 in the SEC. Texas A&M Equestrian won the NCEA reigning national championship Saturday, edging out Auburn in a 2-2 raw score tiebreaker in Waco. The Aggies dominated the reigning championship, outscoring their opponents 11-4. The San Antonio Spurs are still kicking. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 22 points and pulled down 10 rebounds as the Spurs topped the Golden State Warriors yesterday 103-90. Here's interim head coach Ettore Messina.
I think we just need to enjoy a little bit this, try to get some rest tomorrow, get on the plane, and it surely be a big game. And we're probably emotionally, we're surely a little bit empty right now, I guess. So we'll see. We'll see. It's important that we go there and we try to play another game with all we have.
Juan Ginobili came off the bench to score 16 points for San Antonio, which still finds itself down 3-1 in the series. The Houston Rockets try to take a 3-1 lead when they pay a visit to the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. Minnesota picked up a Game 3 win on Saturday, rolling over the Rockets 121-105. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock in Minneapolis. We'll make it six in a row for the Houston Astros. Jose Altuve hit a go-ahead single in a five-run seventh inning, and the Houston Astros pulled away from the Chicago White Sox yesterday 7-1. Skipper A.J. Hinch after the sweet clinching win.
We put a lot of pressure on them offensively and on the bases, and then not giving up hardly any runs helps. And it, again, we can play all facets of the game. You know, we are a tough team to match up with, and obviously, you know, we saw a lot of that in this three-game series.
Hinch and the Astros will look to make it seven in a row tonight when they welcome the L.A. Angels to town at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers were looking to get off the schneid against the Seattle Mariners yesterday.
The 1-0 pitch, and Mazzara drills this one deep out into right center field. This one's got a shot, and it is gone. Right over the 407 marker at the far end of the Ranger bullpen. A line drive home run for Nomar Mazzara, his third of the year, and the Rangers lead 2-0.
Matt Hicks with the call on Rangers radio. That solo shot came in the bottom of the fourth. Joey Gallo would add a two-run blast in the seventh as Texas edged Seattle 7-4. Lefty Martin Perez grabbed his second win of the year, allowing just two earned over six innings of work.
I was aggressive every time. You know, I attacked the zone early, and, you know, my two-seam was worked today. And, you know, I think I do a great job and get a win.
The victory put a stop to a three-game skid for Texas, which will entertain the Oakland A's tonight at 7:05. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for four nights of free entertainment at Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, May 5th, featuring Bree Bagwell. Don't you call me with Reagan Quinn. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 5th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a big bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 4/30/18.
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call The Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22nd. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea, I know you were busy on Friday night, but if you have on demand, you might want to go back. CBS, I think, had a special called Meghan Markle, American Princess.
Oh, OMG.
Okay. Yeah.
You think, Scott? You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't. I just happened to see it was on. The world's oldest person died.
Oh, RIP.
117 years old. Passed away on Saturday. That was the last person who was born in the 19th century.
Oh, wow.
117. Yeah. I mean, really.
Wow.
Praying for sweet death after that.
I suppose so. We have a new oldest person now, and they'll hold the record.
For a little while.
It'll be somebody else. Hey, the week is going to be nice as far as the weather is concerned. Look for a high temperature each day, right around 80. Low temperatures each night, probably around 60 or so. Slight chance of showers. It's 51 right now. O'Brien Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.